Happy Purim. Let's not let the day pass without our daily learning schedule. Special shiur for Purim Day itself. As I said, it's Purim and it's also 30 days before Pesach. So there's a commandment today from the rabbis to already learn about Pesach. This is not a Purim trip. We do this every year to fulfill the halacha of Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, 30 days before the Yom Tov, to begin learning about it. So, learning this morning from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, chapter 111, we should search for chametz on the night before Pesach. We are obligated to conduct the search at the beginning of the night, and therefore one shouldn't eat nor perform any tasks from half an hour before nightfall in case you get distracted and get busy with other things. You've got to prioritize, know what you have to do, and organize the day appropriately. Obviously, this year, Erev Pesach being on a Shabbos, all these things are moved forward to the day before, to Thursday night, Friday. You've got to use a candle, that's the custom. But the idea is that you use a light that can focus itself, doesn't create shadows. There'll be no point searching for chometz with a shadowy light. You won't see what you're searching for. Now, you have to search in all the rooms into which chametz is brought. That's really important. If you know you never take chametz into a certain part of your house, you don't need to check. You don't need to drill inside your wall. You don't need to do anything insane. You just need to check where chametz is likely to be. If you've got children, then the possibilities are endless. But if you're an adult and you know you never bring food into a certain space, then there's no need to check because it's not going to be there. Similarly, you've got to check your containers in which chametz is stored. Before conducting the search, one should sweep all these places thoroughly and clean away all provision so that the search will be easier. Now, you don't have to find anything. That's the point here. You're searching. The whole mitzvah here isn't to find chametz. The custom that we have of putting down pieces of bread is sweet, and we do the same in our house. But if the whole game is about finding those 10 pieces of bread, then you haven't actually searched for chametz. Similarly, if you know that from Purim onwards, you're not going to bring chametz upstairs, and upstairs is going to be a chametz-free zone, then by the time Erev Yom Tov comes along, you've established that that's not where you bring chametz. So, you know, you can plan ahead thoroughly. You can work this one out to figure out, well, what do I have to do with Erev Yom Tov? Where am I going to have to check? Where am I not going to have to check? And really not drive yourselves insane. You're looking for chametz. You're not looking for dust or bits of fluff. You are looking for chametz. That's enough for today. Have a very, very good day, a happy Purim, and a good Shabbos. And please God, we will learn together next week. Dai, dai, einu, dai, dai, einu, dai, dai, einu, dai, einu, dai, einu.